It's your daily dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob. Today's a momentous day in our little podcast. For the first time in more than 980 episodes, we have invited the love of my life, Patty Cantillo-Codges, to join us on our show. Beyond being my best friend on the planet, Patty's the mother of our two adult children and the youngest sister of the three Cantillo daughters, and an advanced registered nurse practitioner who focuses on research in Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. She's here for the next few episodes to share her thoughts and her insights and to challenge Nick and me in any way she can. Enjoy.
No, that's because it's a different microphone.
Oh, well, okay then. See, that's the thing. It's not me. It's the mic.
Yes, perfect.
Have you met my friend Mike? Was that affecting the tone in my voice?
Yeah, so for the ones with
side mics?
The artist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With the hair. What's her name? You said it earlier. Kelly Joy Ladd.
Okay.
Yeah, it was always like this, and so we heard you a little bit off.
Oh, see, it's the three micers. What, now, when we were recording at SAC, did I have a similar affectation?
No, I think you were good.
Okay. So Kelly Joy has the hair, huh?
Yeah, so I've been working on my memory, so I don't know if this is a thing where you get anxiety about your memory, and so you forget things because of the anxiety.
Absolutely, it actually is a real thing.
Great, perfect. So it's a little bit like the yips in sports.
I'm not familiar with the yips in sports.
So you get anxious about, let's say you're a basketball player, about your free throw shot, and that gets in your head, and then you can't make a free throw shot.
So that was Shaq's excuse.
No, Shaq was just terrible at free throws.
Yips. But they call it yips? Why do they call it yips?
I think it was something started in golf. So like it's actually, I think it might be medically more like a spasm when you're trying to do your short putt, but they just applied it to anybody who has like that anxiety in their head. That happened to me in racquetball once.
It translates into physical motion.
It can, but it's mainly a mental thing. So like for 3 months, I played racquetball three times a week for like 5-6 years at the Y.
Wow.
And just for 3 months, all of a sudden, I couldn't hit a forehand serve. I just got into my own head about it, and it took me a while to get back to where I could do it again.
Do you know what triggered it?
Nope.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Well, and all these games are so mental. You know, it really starts inside your head. And sometimes if you can't get your head in the right place, you just don't win, right? I mean, that's probably why I don't like competition so much. Because when that stuff happens, I think I will yip on a yip. I think all of a sudden I'll start getting the yips and be like, why are you yipping? And now I'm double yipping. And now
you get the yip yips.
But maybe if you yip enough.
Yeah, you yippee-ki-yay.
You full circle yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay, MF.
Okay. Seriously, why couldn't you? If you, it's like you yip and it goes up 1 degree. If you yip a full 360 degrees, you should be able to survive.
You'll be back. So I want to go back to Nick's point, though. So I want to say, you know, in my previous, well, I still work with people with dementia, but I actually worked in a dementia practice. And when they would come in initially, especially if it was a younger person, but it applied mostly across the board, sometimes people, they just saw their mom with dementia, they're just not functioning quite as well at work, they can't get that name. It's nothing, you know, it's subjective information about my brain, my memory's not as
it's
good.
It's just regular memory stuff.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then we would always, you know, once we ruled out any acute process happening, we would always treat mood before memory. Okay. If there might be some mild depression or anxiety, because sometimes just taking control of that would fix everything. Not always, but
makes sense.
Why wouldn't you if you can do that?
So here's my process now. And I did this earlier this week. I couldn't remember the country, Bangladesh. Yeah. I was trying to remember, I remembered the artist I was thinking of, the song. And the fact that the song, the gentleman's name or his stage name is Jai Wolf, and he did a song called Indian Summer, which is on your birthday soundtrack, as a matter of fact.
So
and
good.
I love that song, but the term Indian Summer is a little bit problematic because of you know, what you're thinking of in terms of when you use the term Indian. But he's actually, I remember looking it up because I was saying it on the air all the time on WPRK. And I was like, I don't feel 100% comfortable saying the name of the song, even though it's the name of the song. So he's from Bangladesh, which is right by India.
Right.
So I'm thinking that's why it was the name of the song, but I couldn't remember the country it was from. I remembered that it started with B. I remembered who he was. And then I looked it up and I remembered approximately where it was in the world. So the other thing that I do So I'm remembering little details of the things that I'm trying mm-hmm. to remember. And then I can go back and find them. The other thing I do is just keep talking. Like with Kelly, yeah. the Kelly Joy Ladd thing. I just keep going. And she's an artist and she has hair and she she has arms. It. And yeah.
These things that have magnifiers in them and help you see.
Yeah, yeah.
But Patty has this miraculous gift of a first letter. She can come up with it.
Huh? He had that. He knew it began with a B.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and you know, but his varies. Nick, he'll find different details. And sometimes
they're
very
noises.
Obscure details that no normal human beings would be identifying. But with Patty, if we're trying to remember someone's name, she will literally say, "I'm getting an M," and dang if it doesn't start with M every time that we come up with whatever it is. So
not always, just sometimes. Often.
Okay, yeah,
often.
You know,
I'll
something.
Give you
do
often.
Not qualify this miracle. When we're not on microphone, you're just as in awe as I am when the actual answer comes out.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I forgot what I was going to say here. I'm getting Patty is awesome. And we had so much fun talking to her, and you'll hear her all this week. Now I'm getting a B is for Bob. And he's so great too. And he has great taste in spouses. Like, he is so good at it, he only had to pick once, and he was done. Nice job. Have a great day.